And right now it's time to take five for your community. I'm very pleased to be joined by a familiar voice here at WAKO, one of the voices of the Lawrenceville Indians. And, oh yeah, by the way, he's the editor of the Lawrenceville Daily Record. He's Bill Richardson. Bill, good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Arvin. Good morning to you, and it's great to be here.
Well, it's not like anything new is going on in your life, and you don't have a whole lot of questions to answer, right? We can talk about all that, or we can talk about baseball. We'll talk about baseball some other time. Let's start with the Daily Record. Let's start with you. You've been there. How long have you been at the Daily Record? My goodness.
I have worked at the Daily Record since January of 2001, and I became editor of the paper about 3.5 years ago in September of 2016.
Oh, yeah. Of course, the Daily Record has just been a daily staple for Lawrence County and for some surrounding counties, obviously. And you know, Bill, I'm sure you've noticed newspapers all around, not just the country, but locally. You know, some paper, if they didn't stop printing, they printed less. I mean,
sure.
And I mean, did that ever pop up in your mind?
I never dreamed when I started in this business that would be the case. But Arvin, in the last 20 years, I've seen newspapers in Mount Carmel, Flora, Olney, Paris, all around us. Newspapers have folded or shrank, gone to once or twice a week publications, and really us and our sister paper in Robinson were the last to hold out. We were the last two to go down to a weekly status. Robinson is now publishing twice a week on, I believe, Tuesdays and Saturdays, and we are publishing, our paper will be on the news racks on Wednesday in the afternoon, and people should get it in the mail on Thursday.
Okay. So when did you guys start to realize that things were going to be changing? I mean, when you take us back
in
to
early
that.
January, we received a message that we were supposed to have a meeting in Robinson, and we all kind of figured out what was going on. And the Restoration News Media out of North Carolina has been brought in to kind of fix our problems. And starting in January, we started making plans to implement this change. And March 5th was our first weekly edition. It was the first time that Lawrence County has not had a daily newspaper since 1921.
Wow. You're talking about fixing problems. We don't realize, we're not behind the scenes. We don't realize what goes into putting this paper together daily. That just must have been quite as much fun as you guys had and much pride as you took into it. It must have been a grind, though, right?
It was. We kind of felt like we were chained to our desks from, say, 6:30 or 7 to 10 o'clock every morning, simply putting the paper out. Now all of our pages are paginated. We send the stuff to North Carolina. All the pages are put together there. And it does give us more free time to write stories and pursue news.
Okay. So we're, what, 2 issues in into the new era, the new weekly era for the Daily Record. And what's the feedback been to this point? You've probably gotten some, right?
The feedback has generally been good. The paper does look a lot better. Mm-hmm. People tell us. I don't think you have to be a genius to see that. The paper looks a lot better than what it used to. The main concern seems to be that with the obituary, someone could pass away and their obituary wouldn't be in the weekly paper. My response to that is, and we have always done this, we have always put the obituaries daily, on a daily basis, on our website, www.lawdailyrecord.com. So anybody who has access to the internet can check on a daily basis and see who has passed away and what the funeral information might be. Although it might not be in the weekly paper,
I'm sure a lot of people have had other questions for you about what's going on with the paper. As we were talking about, you know, you guys are still figuring this out. I mean, it's you're trying to figure out all kinds of different things, the layout, and you know how things are going to work on a weekly basis.
Yeah, we are trying to figure things out still. A big issue for us is we seem to be producing a lot more copy, Crystal and I, then we'll fit into the weekly paper. And again, that's where the website comes into play. Right now, our website isn't very good. To be honest with you, it's not a very good website. But within a couple of weeks, we've been told we're going to have a brand new website. We're going to have PDF pages on the website so people will actually be able to read the newspaper. by going to that website, and they will be able to print the pages out if they so desire. We're going to be able to update constantly. You know, mm-hmm. Once the minute something happens, we can get back, write a story, and put it up on the website. People won't have to wait for their paper to come in the mail. It's exciting. It's going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it. It's a whole new way of bringing the news to Lawrence County, really.
And it's going to be a lot more focus. I mean, as for the paper itself, it's going to be more focus on the local stuff.
There won't Absolutely. Be as much. There won't be. I can promise you, there will be no AP Wire stories in our weekly product now. And probably, you know, we were running a lot of things from the Capital News, Illinois, a lot of state news. There really won't be a lot of state news either. It's going to be almost exclusively local content, and I guess that's a good thing.
And, of course, we want to remind folks that obviously they can still bring in events to you, but they're going to have to do it earlier, obviously. They're going to have to be in mind we can't just drop it off the day before or the day of now.
Yeah, right. Maybe plan on dropping something off a week ahead of time as opposed to a day ahead of time, and we'll do the best we can with it for sure.
Okay, so again, the paper itself, it's going to be on the racks on Wednesdays.
Correct.
And then in the mail for the subscription on Thursdays, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And then would you give the website one more time?
Yes, that website is www.lawdailyrecord.com. That's lawdailyrecord.com.
And like you said, everything, the website, the paper, everything's it's a process going on right
now. It is. It's evolving, but, you know, I really feel like we made some good strides between the first and second issues, and things are going to continue to get easier for us. Hopefully, people will give us a chance. And Lawrence County's always been real supportive of the paper, and I know that's not going to change.
He is the editor of the Lawrenceville Daily Record, Bill Richardson, and of course, again, familiar voice on a Light 103 Sports. Bill, thanks for joining us this morning.
Arvin, I appreciate it. Good to see you, and thanks for all you and Steve and everyone and Dave Crooks do.